Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup.
You know, we haven't gotten an update, Ab, since the Indy Country Fest was over, have we?
I don't think we have.
I think it's time. John Gourley is Indy Country Fest in so many ways. He and Bob Bliss are two individuals that we count on all the time, and he's good enough to be with us right now. John, good to have you back on News and Views.
How can you guys be on the radio without us?
Exactly.
Our thoughts exactly.
How many days did you sleep, like 14 hours after that? Because an hour's a day. I mean, I heard took off on you.
I've got a buddy that says you can sleep when you die.
Well, that got big this year. Tell people exactly how it went this year, John.
Oh, my God. I do want to begin by saying thank all of your listeners and everyone that came to the show. It was gigantic. We, as you know, we've been doing these shows for a long time, and there's sort of a predictable growth that we plan on the shows that we do. It blew the doors off this year. So people were there in mass. We had a whole array of new experiences that we've talked about, and it was an unbelievable July.
Well, people had a blast. I mean, they just had fun. I spoke to some folks actually from the New Salem area that hadn't been to it yet, and they went, and I guarantee you they're going to be going every year. And then I was visiting with Abby about it, and of course, I think what the audience is about to hear today has her with the duffel bag already packed. Is that safe to say, Abby?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was talking with John before I got him on, and I was very excited.
Very excited. So tell him who's coming, John, so that Abby knows just to pack not just her socks, but extra pair of shorts, too.
We are announcing today on your air that we've added Jody Messina to the show next year. 9 number one hits. CMA, ACM, nominated for 2 Grammys. We've been trying to get Jody for 3 or 4 years. The routing just hadn't worked out. So she will be there, and the response has been overwhelming. And you're right. I have been doing radio all morning, and I've had a bunch of people calling in. Those were the songs that my daughter and I sang to on the way to high school. It's a soundtrack to your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun at a time when people desperately need fun, and I think it adds a lot to it. There's some other names here that, and the beauty of what you do is you get people that every different age group goes, oh, I'm going to go for that one, or give people an idea of the lineup for next year.
You're absolutely right. John Party, Chris Jansen, Travis Tripp, Lokesh, now Jody Messina, already announced this year. And you know, the other crazy thing with the growth of this show, it makes my life easier. We've almost got all of the talent booked in total, so we'll be doing announcements into the new year every 2 weeks announcing talent. This show has become in the industry the one to watch. So stay tuned. We've got a bunch of other amazing things up our sleeve, but Jody, man, was the bullseye for audience. The audience has always said for this show, we want that perfect mix of what's new and hot, but plenty of classic country. John Party's now headlining arenas. This week they've been doing sellouts where they're adding multiple arena dates in every town. Chris Jansen is the live show to watch, period, for next season. Travis Tritt, you know, is just all those unbelievable hits. And Lokesh, every time they've been to North Dakota, has sold out. Yeah. So we're rocking.
One of my friends from Hankinson went, and I asked him how the casino was, and he said it was a big hit. Was it? I mean, was that a good addition?
Absolutely. And that had never been done at any country music festival before. It was in that giant air-conditioned tent. We had a beautiful themed bar in there as well. We did unplugged kind of acoustic music throughout the day. It was an absolute home run.
And know this, that a little rain came during this, and if you're going to have that type of power, they want you to come often, because Western North Dakota was desperate for that rain, and it didn't slow you guys down a bit. And so,
you know, it worked out that it gave everybody a little bit of a breather and cooled them off. And then we got everybody on right afterwards, which is seems to be, knock on wood, the weather pattern in New Salem. So, yeah, that was fantastic. You know, the other thing I don't want to forget to mention is we're going to 4 days next year. So this is July 6, 7, 8, and 9. We will open on Wednesday with our Give Back Night, where we give all that money to the 4-H and FFA. It's free to watch the music. Low Cash is headlining Wednesday. One of the other things people said was, is there any way we could have one more night of music? And so we're going to four nights next year.
This just continues to grow. I mean, are you going to grow out of the venue? I've got to ask you that so people know. I mean, is the Morton County Fairgrounds going to stay big enough for what you're doing?
You know, it is. There's about 200 acres there on their site, and then we're already in place with some adjacent land with long-term leases. So we believe we're there for a very, very long time.
I know you've made investments into the facility as well. I mean, when somebody says that they're going to bring a great big country music festival to your place, you know, a lot of people scratch their head in the beginning and say, well, there's a lot of things that come along with that. And then now you see them just embrace it. You see the fact that it helps that local economy. It's a big boost. The people are wonderful. I mean, in terms of the investment you've made into the Morton County Fairgrounds, I think it's important that people know that, John.
It is, and you've been there, so we sort of only do these festivals one way, and that's first class, and that's our reputation, and that's important for us in the industry and also in the marketplace. But you're absolutely right. To do it the way that we do it requires infrastructure, requires a tremendous number of employees, requires that cleanliness thing that we always talk about, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a big trickle-down effect, both in terms of the additions we've made to the fairground, but maybe even more importantly to the marketplace as a whole. And we added so many employees this past year, and with the kind of growth that we experienced, we'll be doubling down again. So this really does become a big boost to the summertime economy and the whole region, really.
John, what was your percentage of increase, just numbers-wise, people through the gate?
Well, we don't want to say it doubled, but it doubled.
We don't want to say it doubled, but it doubled. I don't think I'd be too afraid of saying that, John. I don't think, and I can tell you this, having been there, as John said, there's room. I mean, there's room. There really is. So don't worry about it getting so big that you know you're going to be in Stark County trying to watch a music festival. You'll still be
You're right. That's the beauty of that site and the topography of that site. And the other thing that people loved was that whole Main Street experience where we added all those vendors and a curated group of food trucks that now we've got all the people that didn't have us on their calendar that couldn't work it in last year. All of a sudden it works. They got the message that this is a place you want to be. So that people wanted things to do during the day. And we got a great head start on that last year. But believe me, for 22, it's going to blow your mind in terms of how that Main Street. And by the way, the other announcement we're making today is we'll have multiple stages this year. So we're adding an additional stage. Most of the big festivals do that, especially for their up-and-coming talent, so they can kind of give them a good shot in terms of showcasing their activities. So we'll have two stages running for 22.
And I can tell you how important that is. I was just at the Blues Fest, the Baymont Blues Fest in Duluth, and having those two stages not only worked excellent for the bands as they tried to do what they do best, but it gave you solid entertainment constantly. So kudos to you for that. All right, John, you knew I was going to do this. One story. Come on, just all these years in the music industry, one story in terms of what's happened in your life.
Well, it's happy and sad. Charlie Watts, the drummer of the Rolling Stones, passed away yesterday. And as I talked before. The Stones are one of our pet bands. We've done hundreds of shows with them all over the country. And so Charlie was one of those guys that was sort of soft-spoken. People didn't know quite what to make of him. But the crazy thing was he was a fashionista. He had this whole wardrobe of these custom-made English Seville Row suits. And we were doing the Rolling Stones in Kansas City for, gosh, it might have been my 40th birthday. The show was on my birthday. And Charlie walks in with a jacket that I still have today that was made by his tailor. And so I say to everyone, raise your glass high today and a toast to Charlie Watts, an incredible gentleman and an amazing musician.
Yep. I and some good friends did that very thing last night. So I'm glad you said that. I really am. He was a great and interesting man and a huge part of a band I love. So
John, the other thing that people don't know about him is he had this love of jazz and 3,000 jazz LPs. Rock was kind of his secondary love.
Yeah. When he was in Fargo, he went to the Plains Art Museum. He was a connoisseur. I mean, apparently he did that in every town he went to. He'd find local art and just try to experience it.
Right. Yeah, amazing guy.
His
amazing
wife,
band.
His wife was a little eccentric the way it sounded, John.
But that's correct. We won't talk about that.
Except, well, I remember she had a horse in the interview in Rolling Stone magazine, and the horse did what horses do. And he was like, and it was in their house. So she did it for the picture. So, John, always good to talk to you. ND Country Fest is the place to go, right?
That's right. Tickets and everything. Oh, the other crazy thing is, but this morning there were 8 VIP campsites left. I mean, it's selling on a pace never before. VIP concert bowl tickets are getting tight. We used to say that started to happen in May or June. It is happening in August. So get on the site and plan your weekend before stuff is gone.
And you can't blame John or I if you don't get her done. So get
That's
there.
Right.
Get there. John, right. Always good to talk to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.